Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, April 13th, 2016. I'm Andrea Daniel, and today we're talking National Poetry Month with Chris Rutherford, president of Broadside Lotus Press. And our second guest is Sylvia Hubbard, founder and president of the Motown Writers Network and Michigan Literary Network, and she's executive producer of this radio show. And she joins me for our monthly segment, Ask Sylvia Hubbard. We'll talk about the topic of the last Motown Writers Network meetup, and we'll talk about a whole bunch of other good stuff. And it's all going to happen right after this quick break.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors. For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Noble's on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.MichiganLiteraryNetwork.com.
And you're tuned in to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, April 13th. And our first guest is Chris Rutherford, president of Broadside Lotus Press. Broadside Lotus Press is the oldest African-American publisher of African-American poetry in the United States. Dudley Randall founded Broadside Press in 1965, and Naomi Long Magic founded Lotus Press in 1972, both right here in Detroit. The two organizations merged last year in 2015 when Naomi Long Magic stepped down as publisher of her Lotus Press. With Detroit's rich poetry history, thanks to Broadside and Lotus Press, I thought it would be a wonderful idea to talk with Chris Rutherford about how the organization is celebrating National Poetry Month in Detroit and how Broadside Lotus Press has progressed since the two publishing companies merged last year. And as I am waiting for Chris Rutherford to call in, I'm just going to read a little bit of the story of Broadside Lotus Press. It's a little bit more than what I just gave. If my internet will come up, there it is. And so just reading a little bit about the Broadside Press story. Broadside Lotus Press began as a solitary project cultivating the work of African-American creative writers to bring their poems into the homes of African-American people by making the publications affordable and further to extend this literature to the hearts of people around the world. Lotus Press's efforts for fairer representation of literature by African Americans in high school and college textbooks. She was offended, Nellie Long Magic was offended by the comment of one of her white colleagues who said, "If you've read one, you've read them all." Broadside Lotus Press joined forces since poetry by African Americans is very difficult to get published and does not enjoy significant sales. Magic considers her work a labor of love. For more information about the founders and history of Broadside Lotus Press, I'll tell you a little bit more. The philosophy of Broadside Press is publishing poetry is a labor of love. The organization's mandate is to be the literary voice and resource of African American literature with a special focus on historic poetic texts, cultural studies, creative writing, poetry publishing, and award-winning poets from over the past 50 years, with a mandate for published literary works exclusively by African Americans. And the idea for Broadside Lotus Press is for nurturing creativity in the African American community through poetry. Though poetry is a labor of love that serves poets who may not have a voice in the mainstream poetry world, they created a place for those writers to be documented and embraced. And we definitely want to thank Broadside Lotus Press for all of their work and continuing to celebrate the legacy of literary excellence, recognizing and publishing the works of African-American writers, publishing poetry, and archiving the history of the African-American experience in creative writing, poetry, manuscripts from a pedagogical cultural studies. Broadside Lotus Press collectively published over 150 books over the years, helping African Americans have their creative voices heard, documented, and archived as historic documentation. And the story of Broadside Press and Lotus Press are two very interesting stories. Both poets, Dudley Randall and Nellie Long Magic, have a long history in what they say. And one of the quotes from Nellie Long Magic is, "The wonderful thing about poetry is that it is open to many interpretations. Poetry is a universal expression." Also a quote from Gwendolyn Brooks, my shero in poetry, who is also a Broadside poet, "Poetry is life distilled." That is one of the things that Gwendolyn Brooks said. And there's so much more. If you want to read about Broadside Lotus Press, you can always check out their website at broadsidelotuspress.org. That is broadsidelotuspress.org. And I'm still waiting for Chris Rutherford to call in, but I'm going to jump ahead because I have Sylvia Hubbard has called in, and we're just going to move her segment up and keep it going. Welcome, welcome, Miss Sylvia Hubbard. How are you?
Welcome, welcome. I am here.
Good, good, good. Thank you for calling in nice and early so I can move forward and keep the show going. And rather than what I'm going to do this time, I know we sometimes open up the line for calls, but rather than open up the call-in line for questions, today I'm going to ask you some questions. And the first question is, what was discussed at last week's Motown Writers Network meetup with Keith Gaston? Now, this is kind of a selfish question because I wasn't able to attend, but I know there are other people that weren't able to be there too. And so for me and for those of us that weren't able to be there, please fill us in on what went on at the Motown Writers Second Saturday meetup last week.
Of course. Keith came in with just awesome information. He's a sci-fi thriller crime writer, And he really explained, like, the sci-fi genre, you know, all, even the subgenre. So he gave the members a plethora of information of, you know, new genres that they could explore, you know, what's really out there. He also touched on how why writers need to work together. He pointed out several anthologies he had been in, you know, that had helped sales, you know, and connections just because of the connections he had with other writers and how we need to work together, meet together, share information, you know, in order for, you know, our book sales to just to go up. You know, we need to be helping other people. So I love that he spoke about that because, you know, that's a subject of my heart, you know, us working all together.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Don't go. Just hang on. Let's hang there for a minute because, you know, like you said, that is one of your passions. But that's another thing. That's one of the things that we don't, you know, you don't often think of. You don't often, people don't often touch on because one, writing is such a solitary craft. I mean, you know, we go into our labs, we go into our homes. We get into the zone, and it's solitary, and you're writing alone, you're writing your own story, whatever it is.
Right.
It starts all in your head, so we get in our own little boxes, so to speak. So the concept of working together outside of your own little box, that's something to be explored, and you know, what are the good ways to do that, and why?
Right. So, yeah, he really went down the list of, I mean, the benefits of it. And how we need to just, you know, stop the madness of saying, hey, I'm just trying to, you know, writing, yes, is a solitary thing, but getting out there marketing and promotion is where it really counts. You know, that's what makes or breaks the book. So, yeah, just the showing real live examples of how he published in anthologies, worked with other authors on projects, and how it helped his growth as an author was really impactful to the group. I mean, they were taking notes, like, you know, scribbling. Everybody was scribbling. He also touched on the different promotions, out-of-the-box promotions that authors can do, audiobooks especially. He went down just exactly, I mean, he went just toe-to-toe exactly how he got his books on audio, and it was just amazing, you know, like he just came in and shared his secret. So I encourage everybody to support Keith Gaston by going to his website at dkgaston.com, and that's G-A-S-T-O-N.
Okay, say the website again, Sylvia.
That was dkgaston.com.
D as in door, Gaston. Okay.
Uh-huh, D as in door, K, Gaston. .com, G-A-S-T-O-N.
Okay, great, yeah. That is, you know, just being even though he's got that one specific genre, he's had some good experiences that he can share. And it's so good that you mentioned audiobooks because, you know, audiobooks have been around for a long time, but it's jumping off a lot more these days.
Right, yes. Definitely, and I encourage like authors to explore those options. He mentioned, of course, ACX.com, which of course is owned by Amazon, but it's a very good option for authors to get in there and find people to do their work without breaking the bank. A lot of times back in the past, you had to, you know, take out loans, you know, but they're making professional options for authors to be able to have their books on Audible and even whisper sync it to their books. So, like, you have your books on Amazon, you can actually get your books connected audio-wise to there. So when you buy the book, you can actually have it, you know, spoken instead of by the computer, by a natural person.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's awesome. Yeah, awesome. Awesome to do.
Right.
Great promotional tool.
Right. So he really filled everybody in on a lot of good stuff.
Yes, lots of good stuff. I do encourage everybody to come to our second Saturday at, you know, 10 o'clock at the main library in Detroit because we're bringing in some really great people who really want to share the information that they have.
And so next month, who's going to be on our guest next month for the meetup?
Next month, we have a member, Kelly Green, will be coming in and talking about his blogging experiences and giving tips about, you know, how to make your, you know, beginning blogging, how to just start that off and get it going. You know, a lot of people do ask me about blogging all the time, and Kelly's going to actually come in and share his blogging experience, how to just get started, you know, get networking, get to blogging, and create a blog that's going to last years and years and not just something temporary. So if you want to check him out before, you can always check him out at hollerifyouhearme.com, his blog. But he'll be there next month talking about blogging. So I hope people join us.
Yeah, that's going to be good because Kelly has such a good story. I remember when he actually started coming to the Motown Writers meetups, and he
right.
was just getting started, and he was, you know, just a little timid, and he had a lot of questions, and he has grown and become such a stronger voice in his writing and in his presentation and in his
right.
blogging. So that is going to be a good thing to experience next month. That meeting is Saturday, May 14th, with Kelly Green as our guest. And moving right along, tomorrow is Periscope Thursday. Tell us about Periscope
right.
Thursday. What are you going to be talking about?
Well, actually, I'll be talking about 5 tips to sell your books offline. We've gotten so focused on doing the digital drop flyers and, you know, just saying buy my book online, you know, and I mean, there are creative ways to do it online, but we've gotten away from doing it offline as well. And I'm going to have like 4 tips for paperback book selling. And a bonus tip, the 5th tip is actually a bonus on how to sell ebooks offline as well. So join me on Periscope at periscope.tv/SylviaHubbard1. But we'll be doing it at 10 o'clock at night. So I hope you'll be there.
Okay. Do people have to do anything ahead of time to participate in the Periscope session? Do they need to register with you at all? Are you going to send out some
just make
free
sure they
Periscope
have... Right. Make sure they have the Periscope app installed on their phone. It's in the Android and the iOS store. So just make sure you have the Periscope app installed, and then you can go either to my website, because I'll have a blog post where you can just click the link and connect with me on Periscope, or you can just go to howtoebook.org, and we'll also have a link there if you can't remember, you know, how to, or look me up in the directory. I am there, Sylvia Hubbard, or you can just type Sylvia Hubbard 1, and you'll get me directly, but I am, like, mostly the top Sylvia Hubbard on Periscope. So you can just click me once you download the app, connect with me, and then you'll even get notifications when I get new, when I make new Periscopes all the time.
Sweet. Very good.
Right.
Tell me about this Periscope experience for you. Is it, how do you like it?
I actually love it because, you know, I'm always doing workshops for people offline, and then it's usually like a unique, niche-y workshop, because a lot of people want those, you know, specific workshops, how to do exactly this. And I show them resources, but then that PowerPoint presentation and all those resources just goes to waste by just sitting on my computer. So getting online and showing people doing them live, you know, again, where people who you were really looking for those really niche-y kind of book selling, book writing, book promotion or publishing techniques were looking for, and they're able to come in, listen to me talk about the subject, and then even download the presentation. Sometimes the presentation is free. Sometimes you do have to purchase it, but it's usually no more than $10, but it's filled with resources, the presentation that I did with links, and with other things and that they can use other than what I talked about. It's a really awesome experience because then it gets the word out about, you know, I can show you how to do stuff, but you can actually take what I know and learn on it on your own as well, because it'll have so much. I always include resources and links, you know, things you can get without breaking the bank. I'm always trying to, bottom line, I'm always trying to find a free 99, but, you know, I'm never trying to break the bank for you or, you know, tear up your wallet while you're trying to, you know, publish this book and build an empire for yourself. So I want to help you out, and this is a great way to do it. And it also utilizes these PowerPoints that I haven't used in a long time, but are still relevant and helpful to people.
Right, because you in the past, you've done so many physical workshops, so this online avenue is a good thing for you, because you can broaden your reach also. I know you probably get people from all over joining in on Periscope with you.
Right, and then because a lot of people say, well, I missed that presentation. Oh, man, I wish I could go to that presentation and hear that presentation. And a lot of times I didn't record the presentation, so then, you know, it got lost in the wind. Well, now I'm able to do it. People are able to even come on when I'm live and ask questions as I'm going through the presentation, you know, to get even deeper answers. So it's really awesome. And I always tell people, if you can't make the presentation and still have questions, you can always email me or contact me on social media, and then I'll answer those questions during the presentation, and you can watch it later.
Right. Okay, so just a few minutes left. There are some upcoming events that I know you want to fill everybody in on, some upcoming literary events. So let us know.
Oh, great, because it's a whole bunch of events, and if we don't get to all of them, you can always go to my events page at sylviahubbard.com, where I'll be appearing at the workshops and presentations. So the main one coming up in April is the Romance Slam Jam, and that's taking place in Detroit for the first time. There will be nationally known, best-selling authors. There'll even be agents, publishers there where people can actually pitch their book. They'll have workshops, presentations, award ceremonies. We're honoring our great Miss Beverly Jenkins, our hometown literary hero. So we'll have just a whole weekend of just wonderfulness in Detroit, where I hope everyone can come out and be a part of. There's also at the end of this month, the Rochester Writers. I forgot to mention that. The Rochester Writers group is having their conference as well. And next month is the Detroit Working Writers conference in May. Plus there is, the Tulip event is going on in Holland in July. And then the Motor City Book Experience is in August. That's in Detroit. Plus the Rust City Belt book fair is in Troy in August. So, like, authors and writers and readers have no excuse not to get out, support events, and just, you know, be able to share books, buy books, just be about books at all times in Michigan.
That's right. Just be about books at all times.
Right.
That
and if
is
they want
so
more
good.
Information, they can always either join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Michigan's Literary World and click the event section. Subscribe to those events there to find out more, like even smaller book signings that are going on. Or they can go to my website at sylviahubbard.com and click at the events and then even print that schedule off. We're always updating it, so make sure you subscribe over there. And, of course, subscribe at motownwriters.com to be notified instantly of updated or even other events that are going on in the Michigan literary world.
Okay, excellent. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ms. Sylvia Hubbard, for dropping the line on us with all that good information, and I will get back with you sometime soon.
Right, of course. Of course.
Okay. Thank you so much, and we will be in touch.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay. Good night. And in addition to all of the wonderful events that Sylvia Hubbard just mentioned, I also want to mention some poetry events coming up, since this is National Poetry Month. This Saturday, April 16th at 4 p.m. is the annual poetry workshop with Willie Williams at Source Booksellers at 4240 Cass in Midtown Detroit. And the theme for that workshop, which also happens on April 23rd, so there's two poetry workshops with Willie at Source Booksellers, the theme is Let the Words Leap Off the Page. And even though we didn't get a chance to talk to Chris Rutherford of Broadside Lotus Press, I do want to mention an event that they have coming up this Sunday, April 17th, from 3 to 6 p.m. It's the Broadside Lotus Press Theater from 3 to 6 p.m. at the University of Detroit Mercy in the cafe. I don't have the name of the cafe, but it is in the cafe, and that at University of Detroit Mercy is on Livernois and McNichols, and you enter off of Livernois, and you can just ask there's a guard at the gate, ask him where the Broadside Lotus Press Poetry Workshop is going on, so that is Sunday. And you can find out about that at broadsidelotuspress.org. And then next week on April 19th at 6 p.m. at Pages Bookshop hosts Casey Rudishow for a reading of her new book. Pages Bookshop is at 19560 Grand River. You can find both of these Detroit indie bookstores on Facebook, and they have websites as well. And for a roll call of weekly Detroit open mic poetry happenings, of which there are a lot, you can check the information on Facebook with the Detroit Poetry Society. And that is all for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. I want to again thank Sylvia Hubbard for being on the show with me today, and I want to thank Chris Rutherford, even though he wasn't able to make it, he was with us in spirit. I did get a message from him that he was stuck in traffic and didn't have a good line to call in. Well, I'll try to get him back maybe next Wednesday. So you can check out Sylvia Hubbard at sylviahubbard.com, and you can find her on Facebook. And remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook. And be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. to hear more literary good stuff with my guest, Tracy Christian, who will talk about her new book, Toast to the Fool. This has been Andrea Daniel for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you out there for listening in. I do appreciate you so much. I want you to have a good rest of your evening and write good words and live a good story. Good night.